Lord Jesus, our prayer, attend tonight this simple little prayer. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Amen. You may be seated. This is our third sermon in a sermon series that I'm titling Jesus, Help Me Believe. And the first of that series was based on listening to God's word. The second on repenting. Both of those are things that God gives us. And tonight's sermon focuses on our believing in God. It is a great miracle to believe in God and to have faith in God. And we're going to focus on why that is so. We're also going to take a look at why faith can sometimes be very difficult. And finally, we'll see how God indeed gives that wonderful gift of faith, which is so important and so precious to us. Why is faith such a great miracle? Martin Luther devoted some very serious time and effort to translating the Bible into a language that common people could read. And he also wrote introductions to all the books of the Bible and other commentaries and sermons, and all of this was his desire to help people be able to read and understand the Bible for themselves, really based on many passages, but one especially from Romans 10, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. At the beginning of the book of Romans, in his introduction, he had to say this about faith that comes by hearing the word of God. He said, "What a living, creative, and active thing is faith. Faith is a living, unshakable confidence in God's grace. It is so certain that someone would die 1,000 times for it. This kind of trust in and knowledge of God's grace makes a person joyful, confident, and happy with regard to God and all creatures." Well, where did he get those ideas? From the Bible, of course, and especially from Jesus. This is what the Bible says about Abraham and his faith. Abraham believed in the Lord, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. That is to say, it was in Abraham's faith that everything, God's plan of salvation, was going to be worked out through him and the overcoming of all evil in this world. David said, "The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He shall deliver them and save them because they trust in him." Isaiah spoke of faith in this way, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid." Jesus often encountered the problems of doubt in his ministry and also the effects of sin in his ministry. And so he would teach people the truth of God, and he also showed the power of God in his many miracles. But remember how Jesus was always teaching for faith, and how always in his miracles he tied the miracles together with faith. For example, when this woman with a flow of blood came to Jesus and touched the hem of his garment and was healed, Jesus said to her, "Your faith has made you well." The disciples, recognizing Jesus's emphasis on faith, once came to him and said, "Lord, increase our faith." Jesus responded by saying to them, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by your roots and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." That's how great a thing faith is. But as I said, faith often has some difficulties involved in it. Sometimes people are confused about this. They are confused when they say, for example, "You don't have to do good works to go to heaven. All you have to do is believe." Now, it is true that your good works, no matter what they are not going to get you to heaven. This is the point, really, in the parable that Jesus gave. The young men asked him, "What good thing must I do to inherit eternal life?" Well, Jesus said, it's really simple, obviously. Just love your mortal enemies and save them. And of course, the only one who has ever been able to do that is Jesus. And so that parable is really a call to follow him all the way to the cross. And there you will really see how the Samaritan loved the Jew, how Jesus loved his enemies, how he loved us, and how he gave his life for us so that sin might not have any dominion over us. How he would call us to repentance, call us to faith, and yes, call us to good works. But when a person says, you don't have to do good works, all you have to do is to believe, there's an implication in that statement that somehow faith is an easy thing, a simple thing. The German pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer spoke about this in his book Cheap Grace, that he talks about the cost of discipleship. You might say that cheap grace is sort of the same thing as cheap faith. And it's this notion that faith is somehow a simple agreement with God, that he exists, that his words are true. But we all know that there's more to faith than just agreeing that things are true. A classic example of that is a little story I always tell in my confirmation classes about the tightrope artist and acrobat Charles Blondin, who lived in the 1800s. He did a lot of famous stunts. One of his most famous of all was a cable stretched over Niagara Falls. He walked across from the American side to the Canadian side and back again. When he got back to the American side, there was a large crowd of people that had come to see and who cheered him. He asked the crowd, "Do you think I could do it again? This time with a man on my back." And they all roared with approval and agreement until Charles Blondin looked at them and said, "Which of you will climb on my back?" You see, agreement is not the same thing as faith. And that's where we come to this beautiful little prayer, this sermon series about these little prayers that we can give to God. And one of the main themes in this entire series is that whatever God calls us to do or to be, he gives that to us by his grace. And so we meet this father, this anguished, distraught father who had a son who was demon-possessed. And first he comes to the disciples and they aren't able to cast out this demon. And so he comes to Jesus and he is just at his end of his rope, so to speak. And he says to Jesus, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us." To which Jesus responds, "If you can, with faith, all things are possible." To which the Father simply prayed, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Faith seems easy when everything is going fairly easy in the world. It's not hard to recognize that God is real. Only a fool would deny that. It's not hard to recognize the problem of evil in the world and to be comforted by the truth that God is our Savior, that he sent his Son to die for us and save us from sin. And I rejoice when people believe in that. But believing in that way is going to be challenged, and there will be difficulties that will come along. It is difficult, for example, to hold on to that faith, as easy as it seems at first, when you find yourself struggling with the weaknesses of the flesh. When you, for example, find your body being torn down by disease, or the body of someone you love. It's very difficult at that point to really say, as Job said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." How does one have that kind of faith? It's difficult when we are surrounded, maybe outnumbered by all sorts of people who dislike God and reject his word. It's very difficult, like when Paul said, "Let God be true and every man a liar." It's very difficult when, for example, the Apostle John, in his apocalypse, his revelation, was permitted to see into what he called the bottomless pit. And there he saw the angel of that bottomless pit, in Hebrew called Abaddon, and in Greek called Apollyon, which means the destroyer, Difficult to see such an image of that, and then to calmly write, "One woe is past, behold, still two more are coming." Very difficult when faith is challenged in the flesh, in the world, and by the devil himself. And so it's so important to see how this prayer works and how God indeed gives us this great miracle of faith. "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." No one can say, St. Paul said, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, "If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father give the Holy Spirit to the one who asks?" The prayer is a beautiful prayer, and the answer that God gives to that prayer, of course, is even more beautiful and more of a blessing to us than any of us could possibly imagine. Charles Spurgeon was one of the greatest Baptist pastors of all time. He lived in the 1800s. He and I wouldn't have seen eye to eye on every interpretation of Scripture, but Charles Spurgeon certainly believed in salvation by grace through faith in Christ. He had a church, one of the largest churches of its time, that would seat 5,000 people and had standing room for 1,000 more. But one Sunday, Charles Spurgeon stood up in his pulpit and shocked his congregation when he said this: "I have to speak today to myself and how I shall be endeavoring to encourage those who are distressed and downhearted. I shall be preaching, I trust, for myself, for I need something which shall cheer my heart. Why? I cannot tell. Wherefore, I do not know, but I have a thorn in the flesh, a messenger from Satan to buffet me. My soul is cast down within me. I feel as if I had rather die than live. All that God hath done by me seems to be forgotten, and my spirit flags, and my courage breaks down. I need your prayers." Charles Spurgeon experienced the desire for death, was almost suicidal. He suffered through terrible, terrible bouts of depression. And how he got through it was similar to the little prayer that we're discussing in this sermon. He came up with a creed, a little creed that he wrote, just four words in Latin, in the words "et teneo et teneor." And in English, that means "I hold as I am held." That is to say, I hold on to Jesus. I hold on in faith as He Himself holds on to me. That little creed is a good summary of the Scripture, which says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing." That little creed is a good summary of the Scriptures, which say in the book of Hebrews that we are always to be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Faith can be hard when we are pressed by the sinful flesh, by the sinful world, and by the father of lies himself, as I've already said. And so we need that little prayer, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." And also just to remember these words of the Apostle Paul, who also understood the difficulties of faith when he wrote to the Philippians this way: "Work out your salvation in fear and trembling." And then went on to say this: "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure." God help us. Jesus help us to believe. Amen. Please rise. Gracious Lord Jesus, we thank you for casting out the demon of the boy and bringing comfort to that family. And we pray that you would be with us in our times of difficulty when faith is hard. We pray that you would help us, be with us, sustain us in our faith, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.